was going to ask you about personalities. I've interviewed Bill Prussell Sr., and he was in the Stradivarius Quartet for a number of years. And he said when he was in a quartet that he said it's like being married to people you don't love. So tell us about that.
The usual explanation is that a quartet has all the disadvantages of marriage and none of the advantages. That's the cynical view of it. But actually, in my case, I would like to say that's not true. I was in a quartet for many years and sometimes with different members, and I loved all the members of my quartet for the kind of artists that they were, the kind of humanity that they showed, and the kind of the human failings that they showed. And it's a very special bond of, in our case, brothers. We didn't have any women yet. Now there's a woman in the Juilliard Quartet, so it'll be a little different. But it's like a family. And in almost the same way, the feeling of those who have participated in Marlboro is also a family. And when you're there very much in this self-contained place in the middle of the wilderness almost, and we're all together, there's very much of a family atmosphere there. And the feeling of dedication and the feeling of being together in one place and participating and enjoying our children, enjoying the whole experience. There's nothing I've ever been involved with that's like that.
I think that's an important point to make. I'm glad you asked the question, because I think Marlboro is as much a place to learn human lessons as it is to learn musical lessons, because the majority of us are at Marlboro for the full 7 weeks. We live in the dormitories of Marlboro College, which is a first-rate liberal arts college on a beautiful hilltop in Vermont. And people come with their families, so we all have our meals together in the dining hall. We even take turns cleaning up, serving on what we call crew in the dining hall, and have outings together and picnics together and an annual square dance at the beginning of the summer. And I think of an experience I had a number of years ago where after the third week in the dining hall at lunch, I asked one of the new young participants how everything was going. And she says, "Oh, it's just been wonderful. You know, I've been at other summer music programs, and I always felt that secretly everybody was hoping that their colleagues wouldn't do too well so that they would shine. Here at Marlboro, everybody is rooting for their colleagues to do well." And you actually hear that at the concerts, where you hear whoops and shouts and yells for practically every performance, because everybody is rooting for their colleagues, for their peers to do well. So there's a very special atmosphere there. Mr. Serkin used to describe Marlboro as being based on a spirit of generosity.
Right.
And that generosity extends to a Felix Gallimere 50 years ago, a Sam Rhodes today, playing second violin or second viola, playing repertoire that may be somebody else's choice and not their favorite piece, and working for many, many hours. You know, most pieces have 9 or 10 hours of rehearsal a week for a minimum of 3 weeks, which is unheard of in today's world, where lots of performances are put together with 1 to 3 rehearsals. So, you know, having 10 rehearsals for a piece before you play it or before you put it to bed is something which is really quite unique. And the generosity extends to the fact that all the musicians who come to Marlboro could be somewhere else, you know, earning money, either playing or teaching. And at Marlboro, the seniors get an honorarium, and the young people who are able make a contribution towards their meals and housing. But everybody's making a financial sacrifice, and everybody's playing pieces that others have suggested. In fact, you might be interested in the process of how music is selected that is worked on during the summer. In the spring, after auditions, when we know who's coming, our main office in Philadelphia sends out what we call a scheduling request form, on which we ask each participant, the younger ones and the more experienced ones, to list pieces that they're interested in doing. And then the scheduling director and some of the senior musicians who come each summer and who hear the auditions will make a decision what they think is the best piece for the young participants who are coming for their first or second or third year. We have a 3-year limit. And then they staff it with other people who they think will work well with the experienced musician who's assigned to that group and the other young musicians who are added. So that's how we try to see that each musician has a minimum of 16 hours and a maximum of 26 hours, a minimum of 3 works, a maximum of 5 works a week. And they have a balance of pieces that they have requested and pieces that other people have requested, and that they then have a chance to work on those pieces. And as long as everybody feels something productive is happening, they continue to work on it. If they feel something special has come together, they'll suggest it to be considered for one of the concerts. And it's a really unique atmosphere there.